Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I am your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I am a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them build their personal brands by teaching them to communicate with greater impact. Now, I actually began my career training telephone sales reps to communicate with greater influence and impact over the telephone, and I rolled all of the knowledge and wisdom and tips and tools and techniques that I developed in that position and rolled it into this podcast and into courses that I offer. So in this podcast, I'm going to give you one big idea, one thing that you can put into practice right away to really make the most of your conference calls. So let's get started. Today's episode is entitled The Engagement Party. Now, it's very interesting to me that many times my clients or other people complain about conference calls and talk about how it's hard to engage your virtual team on a conference call and people aren't engaged and engaged and engaged. And you hear this word all the time and there's a lack of engagement. And I would argue that that is absolutely not true. There is no lack of engagement on conference calls. There's plenty of engagement on conference calls. The question is, are they engaged with you, the leader of the call, or are they engaged with their email or their voicemail or their cell phone or their project that they just finished or that they need to get done or the previous meeting or whatever, right? So there's plenty of engagement to go around. There is a veritable engagement party going on in corporate America in conference calls right now. And the question is, are you at the party or are you sort of left out on the sidelines? So the thing is that when you think about engagement, true engagement, right? True engagement is really about this making a commitment, right? Being all in. There's a sense of goodwill. There's a sense of giving of yourself to the other. There's a sense of exchange of energy that's happening, right? Engagement is really, really when you begin to touch the hearts and minds of your audience and you pull them in and you are also emotionally engaged and you're right there with them, right? So if you think about sort of classic scenes of people engaging in movies, I happen to love the scene from the Sex and the City movie where Mr. Big has finally, after 10 years, decided that Carrie is the one for him and he proposes to her in that gorgeous walk-in closet in their Upper East Side apartment that they no longer own. And the great thing about that scene is that he is down on one knee. He is completely focused on Carrie, and there is nothing that will stop him from asking for her hand in marriage. There's nothing that will stop him from being engaged to her, right? And he's full on committed, right? So for those of you who are not Sex and the City fans, you get the idea. When if you've ever proposed to someone or ever seen in a movie scene around someone proposing to someone else, usually those are moments where everything is riding on that moment, and the person who is offering the engagement or offering the proposal is fully engaged. So if you just take one teeny bit of that level of commitment and apply it to your attention and your focus and your goodwill on conference calls, again, whether you're leading them or attending them, you will absolutely have an engagement party. And what I mean by that is an exchange of energy where your audience is engaged with you. They don't want to be anywhere else. They're not checking their email. They're not checking their cell phones. They're not waiting for the meeting to be over. They're not looking at their watches. They're right there with you. And that's what you want. So here are a few action steps that you can take this week to really up your level of engagement so that you can then encourage your audience to be engaged with you. Because I really want you guys to get this, and that engagement starts with you. If you want your audience to be engaged, you've got to be engaged, right? You can't be sort of sitting back, playing it cool, in a monotone, low energy, not really there, sort of distracted, and somehow think your audience is going to give you their time and attention and be focused on you, right? Think about it. If you are proposing to someone and you seem disinterested, do you think that other party is going to want to be engaged to you or take you seriously or think that you're authentic? No, of course not. So if you want your audience to be engaged with you, you must be engaged with your message and with that audience. All right. So here are a couple of action steps. So the one thing I want you to do and focus on this week is I want you to make a decision to commit to the call. Commit to the call. So I want you to close all of your windows. Let's say if you're just on a conference call, not a webinar, you don't need a slide deck, then turn your computer off, turn your cell phone off, and get yourself in a great environment and be on that call and be fully committed. All right, be fully committed. So you're not tempted to peek, to cheat by being engaged with other people and other things, right? So you're committed to the call, you're focused on the call, and I want you to also practice being emotionally engaged. And what that means is you're simply making a choice to have your head and heart in that conversation. Your head and your heart in that conversation. And what you'll find is that when you become engaged in these calls, when you become engaged, you then become more expressive. So when you deliver a message or you're presenting on the call, you become expressive. It's a brand builder. I mean, one thing leads to another. There's a domino effect of brand building that then starts to happen, right? So you're going to focus on being completely committed on the call, focused on the call. You're not going to let anything derail you. You are going to be emotionally engaged, head and heart, all in, on your knee, bended knee, proposing to your audience. And I guarantee it will result in an engagement party that you and your audience will enjoy and derive great value from. Okay, so let me know how it goes. This is Rasheryl McCreary, your host of Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. And I am so thrilled to have spent this time with you. And I look forward to seeing you soon. All right, I'm signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.